Around 15,000 Irish businesses still haven't registered for an important revenue number, which is considered the first step in getting Brexit ready. Yesterday, the Taoiseach urged small businesses, which either export or import to or from the UK, to register and engage. Micheál Martin said he was concerned that there was some complacency in the SME sector. He called on them to get organised. We're joined here in studio by Linda Slattery, who's head of Revenue's Brexit Policy Unit. A very good afternoon to you. Thank you for joining us on the programme. 15,000 businesses in this SME category out of what? I think about 90,000. So there's obviously been a lot of progress in getting the message out there, but there are still some, you say, who are not, as we speak, prepared for Brexit on 1st of January.
That's absolutely true, and that's really a fundamental concern for Revenue now at this stage. We've had extensive engagement with the trade for the last number of months, since early this year. And that evidence now, we've written to them, we've had direct telephone engagement, so we have a real strong evidence base from direct feedback from businesses about what they're doing. Some of the larger operators, absolutely, they're prepared. Large supermarkets, they're prepared. A lot of them would have their own customs expertise within that kind of that sector. But in terms of the SME sector, they're either some have registered and not done anything else, which is it's a concern itself. As I said, we've said the ORE registration is simply just, it opens the door to customs.
It's the first step.
It does
step.
Nothing else, absolutely. But some businesses have absolutely told us in the telephone follow-up engagement that we've had with them that it won't happen, which is extraordinary at this point, that still some businesses believe that, you know, Brexit won't happen. As soon as the UK leave the customs union, customs formalities apply. And that is an absolute fact. That is not going to change. It has no impact on the negotiations. Customs kick in on the 1st of January.
So that's deal or no deal.
Forget about
all of that. What particular businesses are you finding that are holding out, if you like, if I can use that term?
Well, one area that we'd certainly be concerned about would be the broad construction kind of, and I'm covering everything under that umbrella. So if you were looking at, say, a building providers, if they need to bring in key supplies from January and they haven't done anything, they simply won't be able to. And the system that's set up at the moment is that all of the documentation needs to be prepared and lodged in advance. So if they want to place an order, if the correct customs procedures aren't followed, they'll find a truck sitting in a port that will be turned away from the port. The goods will not move. They will not come into Ireland. And it's a similar, in reverse, it's going to be a similar process. Everything has to be pre-lodged. The pre-lodged element allows us to do all of the risk analysis while goods are on the water. And when they land, the vast majority will be green-routed and will be out of the ports.
Is it possible,
and that's what we're trying to achieve.
Is it possible some of these businesses have already decided they're going to source what they need, their imports, not from the UK, but from the EU?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the categories that we have that fall into the 90,000 who we know traded with the UK in 2019 and 2020 absolutely include a group that they will source their supplies from other member states. So this doesn't arise. It will be exactly as it is today. Others who are moving goods currently through the UK are looking at direct routes. So again, absolutely no change. But some of those businesses, even if they transit, they actually have business in the UK, and that's an important part of the market for them. So if they're going to maintain that, they have got to take some action.
And to be clear, you need this registration. You need to get across this, whether you're importing or exporting from the UK, or whether you're using it as a land bridge,
absolutely,
simply passing through.
In any interaction with customs, you will need that. But you also need the ability to be able to lodge customs declarations. So it's either the business does it and gets the software, or if it's going to be low level volumes, then you need somebody else who's going to be able to do it. So where we talk about the EORI registration being the first step, and as I said, that opens the door to customs, that literally brings you in the door. You need to take the steps beyond that in terms of having the ability to be able to interact with the customs systems. And you just need to know and understand what the process is. Happening to your goods? How do you bring them in?
I suppose we've had so many decades now without having to think about this.
Absolutely.
It's very understandable. The businesses are perhaps struggling in the face of this new challenge. Is there any suggestion of a grace period at all, or is 1st of January it?
No, 1st of January is it. I mean, that's a legal position. So, I mean, it would be for the government if anything was going to change. But there is no, absolutely no indication of any change. It is the 1st of January. Where this is the fourth date, you know, where we were looking at an exit. And to be honest, I'm not even convinced that would be in businesses' interest. And I know there has been some recent discussion about whether that would be an appropriate thing to do. But there has to be a date. There has to be a cut-off date. Businesses have to engage with this. You know, and I know businesses are under pressure in terms of COVID, but it would be a horrendous prospect to come to January and for businesses who have fought through COVID and survived it and then find that they can't move their goods because they haven't taken this action around customs.
Yeah, and the action they should take in a word today, if you're saying?
So I think the people, again, feedback that we're getting, people are saying that they've been overwhelmed with stuff coming at them. Mm. The simplest way I would direct and really people to urge them, either use it as a checklist if you've started preparing or if you haven't prepared, go to gov.ie/Brexit and 6 steps to Brexit.
Linda Slattery from Revenue, thank you very much for talking to us on the programme this lunchtime.